Time now for this week's Goofy Award. You know what's so interesting is earlier on, and I actually didn't plan this at all, I talked about one of the lead authors of the first two reports on the International Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, Joel Smith, warning about the climate alarmism, but not having your actions meet it by government. It would detract from the credibility. Well, unfortunately, that brings me to my goofy. Do you remember when President Obama, I think he ran up $70 million in travel on Air Force One, 23 holidays, huge carbon footprint, and it becomes a story because of the self-righteousness about preaching about climate change? Well, that brings me to three stories this week. First off, Prime Minister uses two planes, while every other leader makes do with just one on the campaign trail. But here's the thing. Secondly, we find that after relentless hectoring about the damage to the climate that air travel does, let's throw in the European Union, who quietly increased the budget for private jets for its top officials by 50%. That reminds me, Greenpeace, going back, was found they were running the campaign that the growth in flying was, in quotes, ruining our chances of stopping dangerous climate change, end of quote. Then it was revealed by the Guardian newspaper that Pascal Hustings, the international program director at Greenpeace International, commuted several times a month between Luxembourg and Amsterdam by plane from the day he got the job. I mean, it's incredible. This week, we also find out that the royal climate change activist Prince Harry and his wife Meghan Markle had their personal fleet of Range Rovers flown from the UK to South Africa for their 10-day visit. I think there were seven Range Rovers flown there. The goofy part is that in each part, we're told it's okay because they bought climate offsets, which were a direct descendant from medieval practice in the Catholic Church, where rich people could pay a sum of money so the Pope would issue a special dispensation, wiping out their sins, be it rape, killing, or general debauchery. You pay the Pope, wipe them out. Climate credits, very similar thing. Spew as much carbon as you like and buy an offset. I don't know about you, but personally, I'm in really good shape. I planted a new lawn this year and over a dozen new trees, some flowering bushes. So according to my climate betters, I guess I get a climate halo. It's too bad that the Christian Science Monitor estimates that up to 75% of the money raised in carbon offsets never goes to reducing emissions. There are way too many high-profile fraud cases, so the carbon credit schemes even mentioned here, let alone the politicians who buy offsets, but from companies that donate to the party and are staffed by friends. But let's face it, when I've personally bought offsets when I'm flying somewhere, I have no idea where the money goes or if it was wasted or stolen. But I certainly know that it didn't change my carbon footprint. No, I didn't. That didn't give me permission to change my attitude about carbon and trying to do something personally. The big issue here is whether a politician, celebrity, or bureaucrat can actually get you to believe that it's okay. It's a free get out of climate jail card when they do this. Just like the aristocrats of old, buying carbon credit is the only affordable for the financial elites. How absolutely perfect.